You've no doubt heard about the World Wide Web, and to many people it's this big, mysterious entity hovering somewhere out in cyberspace. Actually, the concept of the web is similar to the concept of the Internet. If you recall, the Internet is basically a bunch of computers connected to each other through communication lines. Each computer on the Internet stores information that can be accessed by other computers. This information can be stored in different ways. One way information is stored is on a web page. If an Internet computer has web pages on it, then it's considered part of the World Wide Web. So you can think of the web as being like a subset of all computers on the Internet. Look over the screen, then click to continue. Now let's get back to this idea of a web page. Web pages are different from other types of information on the Internet because you can use a web document to link to other places on the Internet. That's what makes it a web, get it? As you'll learn later, that's not the case with other types of Internet information. Another unique thing about web pages is that they can display different types of stuff, such as text, graphics, photographs, animation, sound, and even videos. Most of the other information on the net can't do that. Web pages can do all these neat things because they're written using a special programming language. This language is called HTML, short for Hypertext Markup Language. Even though it's considered a programming language, HTML is really like a glorified word processor. You write a document and format certain areas of it, such as linking areas and picture areas. We won't get into the nitty-gritty details here, but just remember that not any document can be a web page. Look this over, and we'll get going.